The greatest test that I ever encountered happened to me 2.5 years ago. My daughter got married when she was about 20. 10 months later, she had a little baby girl. The little girl was 3 years old. My daughter was 24 years old. And my wife and daughter got up on Saturday morning, October the 13th, and started to Brownwood, Texas. At 8 o'clock that morning, our enemy, the devil, stopped my wife's heart, driving 70 miles an hour, and she veered into the left lane of an oncoming truck and hit an oncoming truck head-on at 70 miles an hour. I was teaching a healing school in a Baptist church in Hearst, Texas that Saturday. A police officer walked in the back door. He said, "Are you Thurman Scrivener?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you have a wife named Betty?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you have a daughter named Amanda?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Sir, there's been an accident." I said, "Are they injured?" He said, "Sir, they're both deceased." I said, "How about the two babies?" He said, "They care flighted them to Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth, and both of them are in very critical condition." Here I'd been walking with him, seeing him heal bodies, do great and mighty things, and now then they just tell me my wife and daughter's dead and my grandbaby and a little girl like her grandbaby is probably not going to live. We don't understand these kind of things when they happen. I went home, got my son. I told him that Mama and sister were in heaven with the Lord. I said, "Now, son, we've got a battle on our hands. We're going to find out if we believe this book." I drove down to Cook's Medical Center and walked in and met a social worker, and she said, "Sir, I've got to tell you that Caitlin cannot live." I said, "Oh, yeah, honey, she's going to live." She said, "Sir, she cannot live." I said, "What's wrong with her?" She said, "It's obvious that something cut her seatbelt and she was slammed into the seat in front of her when the two vehicles ran head on." She said, "Sir, her skull is crushed in 5 places. Her face is tore all to pieces. We don't even know what all's wrong with her in her chest. She's bleeding everywhere." Said her brain stem is severed. Her eyes are disconnected from her brain. Her right knee is crushed and her left leg is broken in 2 places. Now you're going to find out if you're a man of faith. I walked into that hospital room with this magnificent Bible in my hand. I walked up there and looked at that little 3-year-old girl. I could not even tell it was my granddaughter. It was a blob of flesh. I opened this book to one promise. I stood there. I said, "Father, you said in John 15:7, if your words remain in me and I remain in you, I can ask you anything and you'll do it for me. You said I got to believe with no doubt in my heart." I said, "Father, I ask you to raise up my grandbaby. I ask you to make her completely well. I ask you to heal that face, and I don't want a scar on it. You said I can ask anything. If I believe you, you will do it. I ask you to raise her up and make her whole. I ask you to let her run and play. I ask you to reconnect her brain stem and her eyes and make her completely well, and I want to thank you for it." And then I turned to every doctor and I said, "I guarantee on the word of the living God, you will see my God do a miracle and raise this little girl up and she will run and play again, because he made me the promises and I am not taking nothing but what God said for an answer." I sat there beside that bed for the next 10 hours and worshiped and praised the King for his promises. In the process of that, I walked over into the next room where little Kelly Ringstaff was. She was a little daughter that my wife and my daughter had kept for 6 years since she was born. Her mother was a traveling lady and she couldn't keep her baby, so my wife and daughter kept her, so she became like a granddaughter to me. I walked over there and I looked at little Kelly, 6 years old. Her head had busted open right above her eyebrows, laid back about a third of the way back. They said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage. And it'll be a minimum of 2.5 to 3 months before she will be able to stand with a walker. Again, I opened this magnificent book that we take to church with us, and I opened it to John 16:23-24. I said, "Father, Jesus made me a promise right there. He said, before now, before this day, you have asked me nothing. But from this day forth, you can ask the Father in my name anything, and he'll do it for you. So therefore, ask anything in my name, and I will do it for you, so your joy will be full." I said, "Lord, with promises like that in your word, in John 16:23-24, I said, I'm going to ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to raise up Kelly Ringstaff. I'm going to ask you to do such a mighty miracle of healing on that little girl that everybody in this hospital will know that you showed up." I turned to all the doctors and nurses and everybody. I said, "I guarantee you on the word of the living God, you're going to see my God do the greatest miracle in this little girl you've ever seen, because he made me the promises in his word, and I believe those promises with no doubt in my heart." They looked at me like a crazy guy in denial. In 1 week, Kelly Rangstaff was out of ICU. One more week, she's out of the hospital walking with a walker, and 3 days later, she's thrown the walker away and she's back in school running and playing. Now, who could have possibly have done that? Nobody but our Jesus. Nobody but our Jesus could have done that. The enemy had deceived me far too long. Now I'm beginning to understand God's word means exactly what it says. If he says, don't sin, that's what he meant. Don't sin. If he says, walk holy before me, that's what he meant. He said, if you'll walk holy before me, then come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. That's what he meant. So I had now stepped into this realm and I saw little Kelly raised up and out of the hospital and back in school in 2.5 weeks. That made such a tremendous impact on her mother. I used to be at home, and as I would be coming in the afternoon, I'd be so pumped up, I guess you'd say, the wonderful things that Jesus did. I got to see him do so many things in the workplace. I mean, I've had so many wonderful experiences with God, and I've prayed for so many people in the workplace, and I've seen him do awesome miracles of healing and restoration into the thousands now. It's just so wonderful to see the King do these mighty things. I'd come in, and Dawn would be there with my wife picking up her daughter or something, and I'd be telling my wife, I'd say, honey, I got to tell you what Jesus did today. And when I would tell some of these stories, Dawn, she was a typical Christian. She'd just roll her eyes and say, oh, another one of those wild stories of Thurman's. No, those are not wild stories. These stories I tell you are all true. They're all documented. These are real things that Jesus does. He's the King of the universe. I had no understanding of that for years, but I'm now beginning to understand who I serve. Not who I serve, but who we serve. We serve the King of the universe. And we have come far short because we didn't believe these mighty promises. We said, Lord, if it be your will. He said, if it be my will, don't move my hand. He said, I am not a, if it be thy will, God. I am a faith God. He said, you come to me with my promises and tell me what you want, and if you're walking in obedience to my word, I'll do it for you. But you must believe me with no doubt in your heart. So, little Kelly, she's out of the hospital. She's running and playing, back in school. 3 months later, I go over to a birthday party, and she's there, of course, and I'm asking her how she's doing. She said, oh, Mr. Thurman. She said, I'm doing great. But she said, I hate these big old scars. I said, what scars? She pulled her bangs up where I could see. I said, wow, you do have 2 big scars on your forehead. She said, I hate those. That's where her head had been tore all open. I said, Jesus don't want those scars on your forehead either, honey, but he cannot take them off until a man of faith prays a prayer of faith, and then and only then can he do it. He has limited himself on this earth to his word, and he said, if we don't ask, he cannot do it. We must ask in faith. And I said, John 14:13-14, Jesus gave me a double whammy back to back. He said, ask the Father in my name anything you want and I'll do it for you. So therefore, ask anything you want and I will do it for you. So I said, John 14:13-14, on behalf of those 2 verses, Father, I ask you to remove the scars on Kelly Rangstaff's head. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. 30 days later, those scars are completely gone on Kelly Rangstaff's forehead. We serve an awesome Jesus, folks. We serve an awesome Jesus. So we go back to the story of my granddaughter. She's laying there in ICU at Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth. And the second Monday morning, we go in on Saturday, the second Monday morning, Dr. Marks, which is head of neurology at Cook's Medical Center, called a meeting with us and said, I do not know how this little girl has lived a week. But he said, this week, we're going to pull the tubes out of her. And when we pull the tubes out of her, said, we got the tubes in her that are causing her to breathe and everything. And said, when we pull the tubes out of her, she will die. And you do not want to resuscitate her. I said, sir, she's not going to die. He said, sir, I just done the second MRI on this little girl. And there's nothing attached to her brain. Nothing. I said, how about her eyes? He said, they're disconnected too. I said, is there anything wrong with her eyes? He said, no, there's nothing wrong with her eyes, but the little cords that go from the eyes to the brain are disconnected. So he said, there's nothing to tell her to see, nothing to tell her to cough, nothing to tell her to move or to breathe or nothing. So he said, when we pull the breathing machine, he said, she will die. I said, oh no, she won't. I said, the word of God says something different, Dr. Marks. I said, are you a Christian? He said, no, I'm a Jew. I said, well, good. I said, my Jesus was a Jew. And I said, you're going to get to see the best Jewish physician do the best work you have ever seen, I guarantee it. How many of you know we have the best physician in the universe, and his name is Jesus? He's awesome. But we have to believe Him. And that's where I had not been doing for the first part of my life. I didn't know the promises of God. And so we went out of that room that day on a Monday morning, and the next Thursday morning, Dr. Davis, she's a precious Christian lady. She walked into Caitlin's room that morning and she said, "Mr. Scrivener, you are the only living human being I have ever met in my life that absolutely refuses to accept reality." I said, "Ma'am, you think my little granddaughter laying there is reality, don't you?" She said, "Well, of course." I said, "Ma'am, you have trained yourself with your five physical senses, but I've trained myself with the faith realm, the Word of God." And I said, "It goes a step beyond into the supernatural, and it brings God on the scene." I said, "I'm going to guarantee you, ma'am, on the word of the living God of John 15:7, when you and all these other doctors pull the tubes out of my grandbaby, she's not only going to breathe on her own, but she's going to breathe over that machine on her own, and she's going to cough." Now then, when you go to Mark 11:23, Jesus is speaking, and Jesus clearly said, if you can believe with no doubt in your heart, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you will have whatsoever you say with your mouth. That's written in Mark 11:23. So since I knew that promise, I said, I guarantee you on the word of the living God that when y'all pull all them tubes out of my grandbaby, she will not only live, she will breathe over the machine on her own, and she will cough. And all those doctors, knowing, trained by their five physical senses, knowing that they had just done a second MRI and there's nothing attached to her brain, they knew I was crazy. So they just hung their head and pulled all the tubes. And when they pulled all the tubes, she breathed 2 points over the machine on her own and started coughing. Our Jesus, He is an awesome, awesome God. He is awesome. So over the next few days, she got stronger, she breathed more, she breathed better.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. This program originally aired in 2004 at an Advanced Training Institute conference in Big Sandy, Texas. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled God's Power, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.